Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, across from me, Ben Reichle, our good co-host for the day. He's a conservative Republican committee person and a member of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. What else can I say?
Yeah, member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, so you have a company membership there, an individual membership?
We have a company. Or
both.
LB Water is a member of the Chamber, but I'm also a member.
And let's see, what else can I say? A Greater Susquehanna Valley Transportation Committee member? Were you chair of that?
Yeah, chaired it back in the 90s.
Okay.
High Cotton tried to fill in. It was Todd Roop, Bob Garrett, then myself. Then later, Joe McGranahan took over.
And then
Joe was governmental affairs and then took over the transportation group.
And people say you got the CSVT built. Is that true?
It's not built yet. So I think there's, I will say this, a lot of 12-year, PennDOT 12-year meetings, a lot of other meetings on the side. I think there's a lot of folks behind the scenes that done a lot of work. Of course, I think Joe has cracked the whip in the last years to keep things moving forward. However, I say in reality is it's not finished until it's built.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have, we have to be diligent and we have to keep the pressure on the folks to be, those being PennDOT and also the political groups, that we have to keep the awareness factor, because it's going to be a vital link. It will be a major artery to the economics of, well, let's say from Williamsport to Harrisburg, but in reality from Selins Grove up to Lewisburg and over Northumberland. Economics are one point, but what that road will do for safety for the other tributaries, the other
for Northumberland.
Here. Well, for Northumberland, for Lewisburg, for the Strip, and there in Selins Grove. People, it will be somewhat civilized to drive on the Strip without the additional truck traffic.
Sure, we just saw two trucks collide on Routes 11 and 15, neither of whom will necessarily need to be on the Strip when the bypass is constructed.
No, but a lot of people put a lot of time in, and unfortunately, if these roads would have been built in the 70s, like they could have or should have, but you see this all over the state, and it's a little frustrating. And you hope it's not the PennDOT district people; they work very diligently. I think we can compare it almost to what we're seeing going on in Washington with the DOJ and the FBI. It's not the the rank and file. It's not the people who are out there daily. With the public, it's the management sometimes that gets misconstrued. So, the PennDOT people are doing their best, and unfortunately, sometimes they have to try to make lemonade out of lemons, and sometimes the public's not drinking.
Right. Let's see. U.S. government reports the economy slowed in the spring but remains extremely robust and healthy, expanding at a 2.1% annual rate. The economy had been expected to slow, according to federal estimates. Obviously, those were mistaken. In the first quarter, surprising 3.1% annual rate of growth. But expectations for how much, well, that went away. I lost my internet. We have a kind of a dark room here where my internet goes away in here. But in any event, economy growing. So you're going to hear more about that on CBS.
Economy very positive in a lot of ways. And remember, too, there's some parts of the overall U.S. economic equation that are being tweaked right now, particularly in trade. Unfortunately, I think we've, I don't want to say been let down, but this budget scenario in Washington didn't really address some issues, but sometimes
the president wants it off the table while he's campaigning. So
I understand that. Sometimes
that's successful.
Yeah, sometimes timing makes compromise needed. We'll have to see. Congressman Keller, who's a newbie down there, gave the thumbs down. So we'll look forward to his comments, of course, here on WKOK and in the other media on why. But you go down with some basically common sense.
Yeah, he'll be here.
Economic principles, and you see sort of how the sausage is made, and sometimes you're going to pass on having that.
Fred Keller's here next Wednesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. So as he starts his spring recess trip around the district, he's going to start here 9:30. Well, scratch that. He's going to start at some point. He starts about 6 in the morning. I get texts from him at 5:45 sometimes. Anyway, 9:30 to 10 a.m. next Wednesday. So he'll be here. Joe McGranahan and I will get to host Fred Keller again. He'll be here in person next week. All right, well, let's get our opening preamble out of the way. We can talk about PennDOT and the 12-year plan and the CSVT. The CSVT is unnecessary, so I can explain why that happens to be a true statement. When we come up, of course, I don't think radar is necessary for local police either, but that's just me. So we can talk about all of these topics. We see George Mueller testify this week. We haven't gotten your take on that.
Brother George?
What did I say, George?
Yeah, but
we're blending our
Robert or Bob Mueller.
It's his brother George. It's like Steve Jones. Well, we're going to bring. What's his brother's name?
Kevin.
Kevin. We're going to bring in Kevin Jones to do this show today. All right. Before I cause more of my cognitive impairment remarks to fall flat, let me introduce the show. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to suggest a topic, 1-800-795-9565. Throughout our program, and now you are invited to join no one. Oh, we have two emails, Penny. What am I saying? We have two emails at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, all you have to do is reply to a previous message or start up a new one. If you haven't signed up for Text Connect, you can join the thousands of individuals who receive brief messages from us when there is breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, opportunities for tornadic weather to affect the valley, or major breaking stories or weather warnings, and also road closures, major road closures go out via Text Connect. You can sign up at WKOK.com. We get to have your cell phone, but we don't use it, sell it, give it to anyone else. You get no ads. We make no money. It's just our way of saying that we've posted a news story at WKOK.com. You might want to check it out. So that's our opening preamble. As I mentioned, we do have two emails. You remember up at Wyoming Valley West School District, initially they sent out a letter to parents saying that if they didn't pay up, one of the possible consequences would be that the kids could be placed in foster care for not having paid. I know one person got a letter saying because of their $75 debt, one of the worst case scenarios would be their kid would end up in foster care. That seems a little heavy-handed, but the district felt strongly about that. Since then, after global publicity, they relented. They sent out a letter of apology. They fired their solicitor, and they have also accepted, initially weren't going to accept, but then decided to accept a $22,000 gift. And they're also already were enrolled, even before all this happened, they were enrolled in a five-year grant program where the feds will help them get started to pay for all lunches for free in the district. So, to that end, one of our listeners sends us a note. It says, what do they charge for school lunch these days? Those of us with no kids in the school have no idea. Is it $5 or $6? So people end up thousands of dollars in debt. I would have published their names in the local paper at the end of the school year first before threatening to take their kids away, says Dave.
Well,
what are school lunches these days?
Pick it.
$2-3?
$2-3 would be nice.
Okay. $3-5 is pretty good.
Here's what has happened. And times have changed, of course. And so now, we used to go to lunch and you paid
50 cents,
75
Dad,
cents.
Dad, you didn't leave out my lunch money.
Yeah, but that's what you paid. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is what you got. Well, now, because of I guess, let's say, the change in dietary habits and maybe the need for. But I do remember a number of guys. I mean, the wrestlers during the wintertime, you know, those guys never came near the lunchroom or wanted to even smell the lunchroom, especially over at Shikellamy.
So they could lose weight.
You know, lose weight. But, you know, we had guys who get two lunches. But it was a somewhat defined lunch. Maybe you could buy something a little extra. Well, now it's basically a la carte. You go in, you sort of, what I understand, you can mix and match and pick what you want. And, you know, they have coffee stations now in the morning where kids come
for
in.
For kids.
I'm just quoting what I know from Seals Grove, and I don't think it's not that different in some other schools. So now they can mix and match, and they can spend $4, $5, $6 at a lunch. But the point here is, did the school district handle it very well? And of course, it's, you know, hindsight shouldn't be 2020; it should be 2010. No, they didn't. But the principle of the matter is that now, what's going to happen next year? People are going to say, hey, somebody's going to come bail us out next year.
Well, no, this school year they're going to be covered for 5 years because of the grant.
So now they got a grant to cover it. So at what point, you know, so we go back to seeing where our society is slipping and sliding certain directions. So here were parents, and, you know, if you need money or your child needs support for lunches, you can go get that. That's out there. However, you qualify. There's some benchmark that you qualify for, the way I understand it was explained to me. And somebody might call in and explain it a little bit better. But to the point where people were just running up tabs, and I think the solicitor or the school district made a point that, no, some of these people can afford it. Well, how do you really know? How do you not
I heard
know?
That.
However.
I thought that's funny. Yeah, he's gone now.
However, now, though, is they've set a precedent that, you know what? What's it going to be next time? Is it going to be athletic, when they charge you $20 for your son or daughter to participate in athletics or the band or the class play? At what point now are people saying, oh, somebody's going to come pick up the tab? And this is a microcosm of what we see with government. You know, government's going to be there to help you out. Well, if we can't get it from X, we're going to go to the Y group. You hope philanthropy kicks in. It seems like the lunch programs, and I believe wasn't Shikellamy going through, I don't mean to point out Shikellamy, wasn't Shikellamy having something 2 or 3 years ago with their lunch program?
The newspaper wrote a series of articles about that, Daily Item, about the unpaid lunch funds at Lewisburg and Seals Grove, I think, and Shikellamy.
Okay.
But then Shikellamy got involved in this program, and I believe Shamokin is too, and maybe Mount Carmel, but they got involved in this grant program there. You get funding to get started on paying for everybody's lunch all the time.
And that's what it's going to come down to. So now the taxpayers are going to end up funding lunches in the future.
Well, I think they should.
And kids, well, okay.
It's a great equalizer.
Well, that's going to be part of it. And then if I'm having a hamburger and I'm having a salad and you say, no, I'm going with the cheesesteak and fries and the milkshake, and that's an extra dollar and a half, then it's going to come out of your pocket. So there'll be differences within that. But I think this is a little bit of a microcosm, I'm going to point out, that how things are moving and how things
in the
are
whole
happening.
World.
Technically. In that,
taking good care of kids and making sure they're fed is a national trend.
Not taking good care of kids, but the way it's done. Now, is a basic lunch not good enough anymore? And to some students, it's not. What do you mean I'm having Maxwell Health's coffee in the morning? If I can't get Starbucks or Dunkin', I'm not drinking it. And believe
I'm a Folgers guy.
Well, and believe me, there's young students. Hold it. I can't get a cappuccino with my hot dog here at lunch? I want that latte. So this is interesting how this has come about.
I take my, I get my lovely bride a large iced latte with skim milk only, and I'll take my medium coffee anytime. All right, we're talking about the school lunch program in general. The world, according to Ben, we're going to ask him what would be an ideal lunch program in his view when we come back. Maybe you want to weigh in on this. All of this stems from the Wyoming Valley West School District trying to make sure that parents just simply paid the lunch debt that they had. One parent owed $75. Others owed a little bit less. Others owed a little bit more. All of the lunch bills were in the several hundred dollar range. There weren't any that were in the thousands by the time they decided to take this step. But all of this resolved now.
I will say one thing about lunches, especially in the elementary school. Whole milk.
Mm.
Whole milk for the youth.
Oh, you don't like the skim milk? Or
2%? Whole milk is 97% fat-free.
You're right. It's supposed to be good for you.
And you get that brain energy.
I mean,
whole milk, white and chocolate milk for the utes.
No, I like chocolate milk, too. Yeah, and I've eaten in the Shikellamy cafeteria. It is just super good food, too. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. Feel free to call us. We're talking about the school lunch program and the wussification of our kids. They get so many choices in coffee. We lay it all out, and then we have generous donors pay for it, or taxpayers, one or the other. So all that very irritating to Ben. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about the school lunch program right at the moment. We have the Robert Mueller report but the testimony this week. We can talk about that. The feds say they're ready to start executing people again, so we can talk about that. And we had one thing pop up. I don't think I told you about this, but there's a straight pride event that's coming up.
Oh, I saw
in
that.
California.
California, Modesto or Stockton?
I think Modesto.
Out in the valley.
Right.
But also, too, if we got to talk school lunches, you might as well throw out breakfasts. If you're going to do lunch, you might as well do breakfast.
Okay.
You know what? You want to learn on at least a full stomach. So if we're doing lunches, we might as well go to get the full Monty.
So
get
just
the breakfast
feed
too.
The kid and bring him back for dinner too, or maybe feed him at 4 p.m.
Well, you know, some places they take food home, or you know, you have your meal programs for the people, and I think that's
bring in the parents and have the whole family have
a
dinner.
But again, at some point, are we getting into cradle to grave? and look, people need help.
The nanny state.
You hope that there's enough safety nets out there. But no, if you're going to talk school lunches, you might as well put the breakfasts in there. If I'm getting a grant, and part of these grants, remember, are these grants for how many years?
5 years.
Okay, because after the fifth year, then how are you going to pay for this? Because once you start
isn't that funny you would say that? One of our listeners says, okay. Mark, what happens in 5 years when the free lunch money for all grant ends at these school districts? You know, it will be the parents who will become reliant on this. And who's going to pay then? It won't be the feds. It'll be the local taxpayers paying more and more and more in their property taxes. Time for the parents to be responsible and pay for their own kids' lunch themselves.
No, and part of this
Thank
is
you.
What comes out is,
I'm okay.
Remember the school districts got money from the feds back in the Obama administration. The school districts that paid down debt or paid into a capital program that gave something back in return that they can use to improve their schools, you saw
they
what
got
happened.
A payoff.
And they were also told, hey, you know, don't go hire teachers. Don't do this, or at least look at this, because in 3 years this money's gone, and then you're going to have those teachers there. We see it with police action. I think the Clinton administration was a big group of, we'll put more police out there. So the city of Columbus gets these grants. They hire 12 more police officers. Well, in 4 years, when that grant's gone, what do you do with your 12 police officers? And this is. If you rely on the government, good luck. Because you know what? The government, when you get government grants and government money, a large percentage of the time it comes with not strings attached.
Ropes.
But ropes. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Ropes
and ropes that, you know, were made in Sunbury, wire rope. I mean, it's that entangles you.
Paulson wire rope. Remember that? All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. I want to talk to you briefly about the Sunbury Motor Company. When's the last time you drove a car from the Sunbury Motor Company?
22 minutes ago.
I drove one about 3 hours and 22 minutes ago. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's there, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. If you think a Ford is in your future, well, then you should definitely start at the Sunbury Motor Company. They're deal makers. But if you think a Hyundai would be the way to go, maybe get the Hyundai Veloster, which is just a super sporty-looking car, very reasonable. Some of the most basic Hyundai models start out at $18,000 for the vehicle, and you just can't do any better. I mean, I don't know that there is a less expensive small car that's out there. Kia and the Kia Telluride is out there. Oh, I'll tell you what, that Kia Telluride, that's got Ben written all over it. All-wheel drive, kind of a boxy station wagon SUV, but not way up off the ground. And a super luxurious ride, I'm told. My friend Ernie hasn't invited me to drive one yet, but I will. But also the Lincoln Continental, the Navigator, the MKZ, and all the rest of the MK series. Sunbury Motor Company, no matter what vehicle, no matter what kind of gasoline mileage, no matter what kind of hauling, no matter what the vehicle has to do, there's a Sunbury Motor Company vehicle that'll take good care of you. SunburyMotors.com is your starting point for those kinds of conversations. One of our listeners was talking about the Cadillac tax yesterday, so she sent us an update. This is the tax that's on employers if they offer very good health care plans to their individuals. One quote popped up about the repeal. It says, quote, well, this is from Steny Hoyer, a Democrat from Maryland. He says, quote, new economic evidence suggests that this tax on high-cost insurance plans is more likely to shift health costs to working families who are covered under employer-based plans than to slow the growth in overall health care any further.
Yeah,
I'm missing something
there. I'd have to see the economic evidence. So,
let me try to say that again.
Leader Hoyer, please email us with some economic evidence.
Let me try to read it succinctly. I'm messing up a word here or something.
Maybe he transcribed
correctly and he didn't know what he was saying. Okay, well, that could be. New economic evidence suggests that this tax on high-cost insurance plans is more likely to shift health costs to working families who are covered under employer-based plans than to slow the growth in overall health care costs any further, said House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer. As a result, there's a strong case for repealing it. 6 U.S. House legislators voted against the repeal, including various House members from Tennessee, Maryland, Wisconsin, California, Texas. And where's Mr. Amash from?
He's from Western Michigan, but I know he left the Republican Party, but I believe he's an independent. If he is a Democrat, I haven't seen that, but I know he was independent, but he probably will not be. Yeah, I think he went to the independents, but if he went to Democrat, we don't look to see Mr. Amash in Congress the next round of elections.
Bill, we talked about the importance of feeding our children. What's your view on this topic?
Well, I don't want to say it's more on a comical end, but if you just let me explain this, it would never go through, but there's like heart healthy. There's like so many calories and so much you got to get within the lunch. I'm sure there's guidelines. And if you could tailor it with the theme or a theme like this is why you study or this is what you're going to eat the rest of your life because like inmates, right? They got a set program, they get a set lunch, and this is what they get. It's like a heart healthy. There is no meat. Everything's like turkey burgers or soy, and this is what you give the kids and say, listen, this is why you have to study because you don't like this lunch, but if you don't apply yourself to your books, this is what you're going to eat the rest of your life. There is no dessert. There is no nothing like, and tailor it, you know, because it is government money. It's like, hey, we ain't going to give you nothing above and beyond like Starbucks and whatnot, whether that's an extra off up to the side for some kind of club, but stress, this meal that you get is the same thing the inmates eat, and you got to hit the books. And like, what's the percentages that?
Well, we're up near the close to the top of the hour. Do you want to hold on or call back? 6 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Well, that was a choice, but we'll let you go. But we'll open up the phones, and Mr. Bill can call back.
Well, let's look at the elementary school lunches, middle school lunches, and high school lunches.
This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time. It's 9 o'clock.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Ben Reichle is with us. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, is doing a stupendous job under withering pressure of occasional days off and lots of phone calls and just taking good care of everything that needs to be done around here. We appreciate that. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's on assignment. He's out at Shade Mountain Winery at 8:30 in the morning. What do you think he's doing out there?
Probably toasting a Pinot Noir at this time with probably a little Eggs Benedict, maybe some salmon and capers, but he's eating well on the company card.
He is enjoying the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce coffee with the candidates.
Candidates Day, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he's having a toasted bagel.
Okay.
The Eggs Benedict might have been off the menu.
All right, so that's where he's at. So you'll listen later today. We'll have some of the remarks from...
Is he going to bring back a couple bottles for
I
you?
I told him I'm out of my Riesling, my Shade Mountain Riesling supply. My case ran out, believe it or don't.
And I know we're... But, boy, I'll tell you what, Shade Mountain and others in the area, try the wines,
Spy
folks.
Glass.
If you're... You know, don't be a wine snob. There's some very... And I say this, and I've said this for years. I had a gentleman did business with in California, and he says, Ben, here's a rule of wine. If it's $8, $80, or $800 a bottle, if you like it,
it's good.
Drink it. He goes, I just hope you like the 8 or 80 better than the 800. but again, local wines, get out and try them. Shade Mountain runs a great place. Webby over at, in Northumberland, Spyglass with the
Webby.
Concerts and everything. Mr. Webb over there runs a real unique place. The new place that we had the folks in, I'm losing it now. I just had a wedding going out 61.
You were there?
Yeah, I was at a what's the... I lost the name
Spyglass
of the one.
Spyglass Ridge?
No, the one out 61 going towards Shmokin.
Oh, Whispering Pines?
Yes.
Whispering Oaks.
Very nice setup out there. But, folks, the local wineries get out. And you know what's interesting? I was just in State College, and I'll have folks come and go, oh, Seals Grove. Oh, you got this winery here, or you got your brew pub here.
You got Shade Mountain
Wines. I stopped out there. But, no, stop. Hey, Matt brings back a case.
Well, I don't need a case of Riesling. That would be a 10-year supply for me. All righty. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Please call us now, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about school lunches. One of our listeners talks about state House member, former state House member, and U.S. Congressman Fred Keller and his no vote on the budget. He's not. He says the vote won't have much impact. We'll hear about that. Got a couple of emails that relate to the school lunches. One of our topics can be there's a straight pride day coming up, not gay pride, but straight pride. And also the federal government's going to foolishly start executions again, so we can talk about that as our show progresses. Our toll-free line is open, 1-800-795-9565. Our show sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can email us at onthemark@kok.com or text us at 70236. That's text us at 70236 if and only if you're signed up for Text Connect. You can sign up at WKOK.com. Email us at onthemark@WKOK.com. That's onthemark, O-N-T-H-E-M-A-R-K, at WKOK.com. Our toll-free line is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-WKOK. And our show sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Some brief news headlines here. Despite the bill's passing, there was a no vote in the U.S. Congress from Fred Keller on the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2019. He says the budget contains spending that's simply unacceptable, and the power of the purse is being abused by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He says it raises spending over and over again while adding over and over again to the U.S. budget deficit. You can read his full statement at WKOK.com. Search continues for a new home for Sunbury PD. They're considering at this time three locations. One is the Bebenek Building at 300 Market Street. Another is at 337 Arch Street. That's a former insurance and then a human services oriented building on Arch Street. And a two-story property at 441 Chestnut Street. That the city already owns at that intersection with All Street. Or what else could they do?
Council may want to pursue a new building, in which case we'd have to look for how we could get that funded.
City Administrator Jody Auker, they hope to be in the new digs by the end of next year.
Is there a layout of where the crime happens in Sunbury? Meaning, look at where crime is, and how about whatever you have to do, put the police station in the middle of that?
Right. Well, that favors a building that the city does not own, either at 3rd and Market or on Arch Street. Okay. That would be the heart
where crime should go. Where the crime is, and hopefully then the crime stops. But this seems to be going on for a long time.
It started 6 years ago and ran for 2 years and then became idle as money became even so tight you couldn't, just immovable.
So they can't take the old Various restaurant and just knock out
that
some
would
walls?
Be, and, oh, that's and, not that's not off the list.
Is it? Oh, okay. Just build where they're at and just expand? I mean,
make that building perfect that they're in. Yeah. That's not a terrible
idea.
They're
right downtown. That might not be worse. Unless there's going to be an economic boom and somebody wants that building for retail purposes or something, and they want to pay some taxes on it, that would be a tax. Remember, when you take it out of the tax base, you hope it comes back somewhere else.
1-800-795-9565 if you wish to comment about these, as Ben has. Bucknell University's men golf team annual tradition of honoring fallen heroes continues and got them some national attention recently on Fox TV News. Michael Binney, the head golf coach, talked about the fact that he has the students establish a relationship between his players and the family of a soldier who made the ultimate sacrifice.
When they get here, they just have to give their little stand up, introduce their fallen hero to the team, and then I give them their strap that they can carry for their 4 years here at Bucknell.
Binney also has each player contact the family of their assigned hero either by email or by letter. And as part of the researching each hero, we have a link to Binney's Fox News interview and more about him at WDKOK.
That's a great story.
How about that?
If you're going to Bucknell, you're playing on the golf team, you're learning a little bit more than in life than just playing golf and going to school. You're learning here that you can add value and make a difference. And, hats off to that coach that are making his young men step up and add value, and particularly to the folks who made the ultimate sacrifice to allow us to sit here talk today,
right,
allow these young folks to go to school and play golf.
Yeah, I agree. Just a super program. And finally, did you watch the Robert Mueller testimony?
I uniquely watched it as I drove.
On the
so
radio,
I watched
okay.
my radio NPR and listened to it from the podcast. Very interesting.
Well, nearly 13 million people watched the former special counsel, Robert Mueller's testimony in front of two House committees this week. The Nielsen Company says Mueller's audience Wednesday was smaller than it was for the well-publicized hearings involving three other Trump-era figures. Former FBI Director James Comey had 9.5 million people watching his testimony. Trump attorney Michael Cohen had 15.8 million, and U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has the record for the Trump administration at 20.4 million people watching his testimony. Fox News Channel had the most viewers with 3 million viewers. Nielsen said MSNBC had 2.4 million viewers, and ABC had 2.12. NBC had about 2 million viewers. CBS had 1.9, CNN had 1.5 million viewers.
What's NBC having it on if they have MSNBC?
I think they put it on all their stuff. They had it on CNBC, NBC, CBS had it on CBSN.
Oh, that's right. They had to preempt their Today show.
They preempted everything.
I mean, somebody probably missed out on some recipe for making brownies for the summertime. I mean, on that Today show, holy smokes, if you missed that, you could be down and out.
Well, we had it on the radio, so.
Yeah, that's right. I started listening to KOK. As I drove out 80 and around State College, lost you. The signal was very good.
Okay.
And then picked up an NBR out of State College, I guess, all the way down to below Altoona. And I was cringing at that. And then when I got to see the highlights and got to see the actual video after listening just to the audio, tough day.
All right, 1-800-795-9565, Robert Mueller testimony on the mind of Ben and I as we go to a caller. Joe, that's what he can talk about. Good morning, Joe. Thank you so much for calling in. You're on the mark.
Oh, well, thank you, man. That's a nice segue into my, because I know you talked about it yesterday and is quite interesting, but I'd like to just take the Ted Lieu 5 minutes of questioning for Mueller and kind of focus on that. And I don't think anyone would remember, but they had a chart that they would put on the screen that would have three incidents or elements that would have not collusion, but the other one that they tried to...
Obstruction of justice?
Obstruction, yeah. Okay. It was. Thank you. It was for, and one is an act and a nexus to a meeting and intent. And then they would check off, and Ted Lieu and some other Democrats used this chart. But I would like to point out that at the end of it, and I'll just read this verbatim. I have Ted Lieu's, this is his closing statement. It'll only take a couple of seconds. It says, "Thank you. Based on the evidence that we have heard today, I believe a reasonable person could conclude that at least three of the crimes of obstruction of justice by the president occurred. We're going to hear about two additional crimes. That would be the witness tampering of Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort. I yield back." And then Mueller not interrupts, but he jumps in. He wasn't asked a question. That was the end. And it says, "Well, the only thing I want to add is that I'm going through the elements with you and does not mean that I subscribed to the," then there's a hesitation, "I do not subscribe to what you're trying to prove through those elements." And I would like to ask Mark and Ben what you think of Mueller's statement there about what Ted Lieu tried to establish. What do you think Mueller's trying to say? I mean, I come to my own conclusion, but I don't really get to talk to a lot of people, so... What do you think Mueller's trying to say there?
Well, I think he's trying to say that since you can't indict the president, they're not even going to take steps that would lead you in that direction. And didn't take those steps. Ben?
No, well, I will say I'm glad. I mean, but I looked at it, and I think that it means that he does not agree that those elements are a crime. I mean, that's what I get at. Well, the only thing I wanted to add is through the elements, it says I does not mean that I subscribe to what you're trying to prove.
Yeah,
it's not about Mueller. It's about what Ted Lieu is trying to prove.
Yeah, but what I believe Mueller might be saying is, be careful.
That is right.
And remember, Ted Lieu doesn't have all the information, or didn't have it, even though they have everything except a couple lines of redacted they could read if they choose to. But I think in some of the parts of the Mueller testimony, I didn't see 100% of it, especially in the afternoon with Adam Schiff's. But Mueller was saying, hold it, there's legal scenarios here, and then there's the PR part. And the Democrats are trying to live off the PR part. And it failed on him.
Right, and that's the end of it. It is what you're trying to prove. See, I think that Jeffries used this same chart where you put the three elements, and then they had it on the screen, and they would check it off in green as if yes, that's one, that's two. Well, right there, and then they come that Ted Lieu, I think, in his summary of his 5 minutes, came. Well, crimes, he says here, a reasonable person could conclude at least three crimes of obstruction by the president occurred. I mean, they're just saying it right out without a trial, he's
well,
taking
that's
these
their
things.
Well, that's their whole narrative.
Not by anybody else but Ted Lieu, I guess.
It's been the whole narrative since that, and it shows how bias the Mueller group was, and Wiseman ran the group, and you can see in the write-ups of the 448 pages, different people wrote in. It was a very biased group. And listen, so it shows how biased this group was, and it still comes to this conclusion. There was no obstruction. There's no collusion or conspiracy. So if there's no crime, then how do you obstruct a no crime? You can go through the legal details. But again, the ultimate Hail Mary failed on the Democrats here. And Jerry Nadler now has his tail between his legs and doesn't know whether to wind his watch or go into the men's room. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. And Adam Schiff, now you've seen him go into a deep silence all of a sudden, but this is ridiculous, and I think the president
made
the
word. He's in deep silence.
Well, you don't hear Adam Schiff as much as you did this week towards the end of the week. But you look at President Trump saying no president should have to go through this. This was an internal coup type attempt by you got the CIA, you got Brennan, you got Clapper, you got the FBI, meaning Comey. And now, I mean, proverbially, something's going to hit the fan here with Barr opening up. And wait till the IG report comes out
and the investigator
up in Connecticut, and I lost his name now.
May I add just one thing? I think it was also Ted Lieu, but if you, I know I have my 3 minutes, but if you would, Ben, maybe try to discuss that on the Mueller walk back after the break when Ted Lieu said that you did, Mr. Mueller, not convict, or you didn't charge a crime because of the OLC, that Mueller agreed at the time, and everybody, I'm sure, in the back room went crazy, and when Mueller took a break, he had to come back and walk it back.
That's not exactly true.
He didn't charge a crime because of the OLC. That's the part where he had to walk back and make that statement after he come back from break, but he did originally agree. That's kind of how out of context that are out of recognition of what the people were asking, it just looked as if they told him if the senator or the representative says correct, just agree with it. And that's what Mueller did at certain times, and a couple of times it got him into trouble, because especially the one where he had to come back and walk it back. So Mark's assertion about the OLC is not right, because Barr and Mueller made a statement jointly, if I remember.
Yes.
I'm not. Don't quote me 100%, because it is a little bit complicated for me. But that the OLC is not the reason.
No.
That and that's the walk back, if you could find that.
But,
I mean, I can't but it's on, you know, I just look at the transcript.
Yeah, Barr has helped Mueller out a number of times. And the one question, if you look at the Republicans' questions, they were pretty much straight and to the point. The Democrats' questions seemed to be all over the place, and they were all saying, you know, Mr. Mueller, thank you for your honorable service. Well, that's great. He served. And nobody takes
yeah,
that away.
Yeah,
but hold it.
I would like to know the numbers. They give like 206 or so that Mueller wouldn't answer. I'd like to know how many of those 206 were Republicans and two, or the percentage that was for the Democrats. I haven't seen that stat. I'm a little bit interested in it. But I am interested in why, if you would make to the, not, I'm not telling you how to run your show, but for the public, or even if the public would look at why Mueller walked that back, it's not because...
Because he was wrong. He was wrong.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, thanks. I got a little extra. Have a good day,
everybody.
You
appreciate that. Now, you're only limited to 3 minutes if there's another caller waiting, which there's not at the moment. So
we got emails.
But we'll take, we got emails plastered all over the place. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Join the individuals who have emailed us at onthemark@wkok.com. But call us now. Robert Mueller's our topic, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On The Mark. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. One of our good listeners sends us a note about Robert Mueller saying, good morning, the Mueller report did not exonerate President Trump. One, Trump can be indicted after his one term in office. Trump will be charged with obstruction of justice the day he gets out of office in 2020. Can't wait. Happy days, says Bob.
We will see. And that was the point that the Democrats are trying to set up in the long term. And he saw a couple of questions being answered. But it's getting to be absurd now. And the people, like the emailer here, that are trying to hang on to the hope and prayer of this is, you know, it's just... You know, it's not good for the presidency of the United States. You can disagree, but here's Donald Trump in a nutshell. He's not a politician per se in the fraternity sorority of politics. He's an outsider coming in. If they can destroy Trump as they've tried to, they've thrown everything at him, kitchen sink, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then it will deter anybody else from doing this. Meaning that, okay, Mark Lawrence, you want to run for president? You're not in our group. You're not in our group. So now, not only will we go after you, but we'll go after all your affiliates. So, you know, the political game here is by the political groups, and it's Republicans as well as Democrats. But then what we're seeing is we're seeing groups of mostly Republicans, unfortunately. It's you wish there was Democrats. They're saying, hold on, what's in the best interest of this country?
Nobody's saying that.
And, you know, so you see that. So it's the political powerhouse. It's the elites. And listen, why does every judge on the Supreme Court need to be tied to an Ivy League school? Is that the only, does the world rotate around the Ivies? I mean, God bless the folks who went to Ivy League schools, but at some point, do you think there's any judicial cerebral judicial person out there that can you know, go to Michigan Law School or
Stanford.
You
went to the Ivy League school, the Juniata College.
No, we had Ivy on the one building.
Okay, there you have it. All right, 1-800-795-9565, the Mueller Report, what it did and did not do. A big disappointment for Democrats, said one of our listeners. Chris, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I think your last caller missed the obvious reason for the correction.
And it is?
It is that Mueller was not allowed by the Justice Department rules he was operating under to express the opinion that Trump committed obstruction of justice and only it was not done so because of the ruling that the president's above the law, so to speak, or can't be indicted.
Okay.
He was not allowed to say that, and he thought his statement implied that he did think that. So he had to walk that back because it was in violation of Justice Department rules. He wasn't allowed to express an opinion on that.
Okay.
Well, and that's why he walked it back.
Second time he's done it. So he did in his 9.5-minute speech, too, that he had to come back and clarify information. So he walked it back because he wasn't correct.
No, he walked it back. What did he say? He didn't say that it was he didn't believe it. He said he wasn't expressing the opinion whether he had believed it or not. That's what his statement said.
Okay. All right, what else, Chris? Was it a win for the Democrats or not?
And, I think it was under the rules he was operating under. There was no room for additional opinions and additional facts about the processes. So basically anything, it was just what was in the report. And I think it did educate a lot of people about what was in the report. And he clearly said he did not exonerate the president.
I don't recall he clearly said that, but I could be missing that.
He said it a half a dozen times.
He said he didn't exonerate him? Okay, or he said there was no reason to pursue because the evidence didn't show that.
He might have said that also.
He said that about the conspiracy thing in the report, okay, about the conspiracy charge. He did not say that about the obstruction charge.
All right, so going forward, what's the next step? What are we going to do? Is there any more of the Mueller report? Are we done with that?
Well,
or
all the Republicans, especially in the first hearing, were pushing bizarre conspiracy theories. And I think they started doing that, especially when they found out that Mueller was really going to stick to the rules, because they could ask all those things, and they knew he wouldn't comment on them one way or another. I think if they were really interested in it, they could have hearings on that. They control the Senate. They could have hearings. They could also ask to see all the details and get the whole report released with the background information included. So they could,
which can't be done,
find evidence of their conspiracy theories. But they aren't doing that. They're just sort of spinning conspiracy theories there. At least they were in the first hearing. In the second hearing, the Republicans did ask some good questions when it came to the Russian interference.
Mm-hmm. Well, what conspiracy theories did you think the Republicans were trying to point out?
Hillary was conspiring with the Russians, and the Russians were trying to help Hillary, mm-hmm, which is something that he directly contradicted. He said the evidence showed that they were trying to help Trump.
Which evidence was that? Because the fusion.
He didn't give the evidence.
Yeah,
he said that was what the conclusion of the evidence was. I think some of it's in the report.
Yeah, which does.
but others
nuts.
Of it, it's mostly censored because it has to do with intelligence gathering matters.
Mm-hmm.
So the people on the Justice Committee, where they didn't bring that up as nearly, they didn't bring those things up as much. They actually had they're the one committee that got to see the unredacted report, or the less redacted report.
Mm-hmm. Is it a conspiracy theory that the Clinton campaign, the DNC, helped finance through Fusion GPS the Steele dossier?
Yeah, they helped finance it, yes.
Yeah, so that's not a conspiracy theory.
No, but it's not illegal either.
So the Clinton campaign and others look to create misinformation, which
No. That's a conclusion. They look to find information.
Yeah, but they got misinformation. Then this misinformation, which even the Russians and even Steele talk about that he can collaborate, then turned into a DOJ scenario to get FISA
warrants. A lot of the report was real information,
warrants.
Though, too.
Okay, but they got FISA warrants
used
off of misinformation, which is coming out now.
Some of it was misinformation, some of it wasn't. And actually, he said that in the thing that he was included. He went in the Steele dossier, it says some of this is very unconfirmed, and some of it came from less reliable sources, and he specified which was which.
You're talking about Steele. You're talking about Steele saying this.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yeah, he said it in the Steele report. It was in there.
Okay.
He didn't say all this is true. He ranked various things about and told where the information came from when he could.
This is Steele.
And some of it, he said, was more speculative than others, and the more speculative stuff, or less reliable stuff, he mentioned that it was less reliable.
Okay. And then that Steele dossier was the point to get the FISA applications. But then you go back to the Mueller testimony, and he seemed not to know who Steele was and who Fusion GPS was.
Well, that was some of it was in the report. The mention of it was in the report, so that was obviously his memory not working. He probably hadn't looked at it since
definitely didn't reread it. All right, well, thank you, Chris. Thank you for the insights and the clarifications.
Briefly. Ben said yes last week, I think, and that Joe repeated yesterday about how can there be obstruction without an underlying crime being crime. And the thing is, the underlying crime, you might not have evidence because some of the things that people did made information hard or impossible to get. But you can always have obstruction of justice without proving the underlying crime.
Well, you have to have a
Justice
crime.
Department procedure and part of the law.
All right.
You have to have a crime.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
There's no crime. That's the point that's being missed here. So if there's no crime, is there obstruction?
Well, there was a crime and there was obstruction. There's both in this case.
There wasn't a crime proven.
All right. Not yet. 1-800-795-95.
How long are you guys going to fish?
We're
how
not
much
fishing.
Bait, how much bait do you have?
This is harvesting. It's harvest time.
Well, you're harvesting sort of thin air.
1-800-795-9565. Call us right now. We've got a half a dozen emails. We'll read them on the radio when we come back. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Let's start at the top with our emails. But you can join us telephonically, 1-800-795-9565. Ben Reichle and I doing the show today. Rob Center are screening the calls, and he's done so twice today, but we'd like to make him very, very busy. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Good morning. President Trump said, "Read my lips. Russia, if you're listening, please get Hillary Clinton's emails." Trump totally asked for Russian help. stupid reps wake up. That's a crime.
Yeah, yeah, good luck. In a campaign speech, I believe, in South Carolina or wherever, when he pointed out that these emails, 33,000 emails are missing. You know, what's going on here? You know, this and that. And look at the history, especially the email. Look at the history of Hillary Clinton. Look at her server. Look at the destroying of phones.
Right. Well, it's okay. So she's a bad actor, but she ain't the president.
But when the president then jokingly, sarcastically says, maybe Russia can find that email. Russia, go find those emails. Hmm. You know, yeah, that was a call for action. Come
on,
folks.
You know, that was conspiracy right there.
Yeah, that's. and if you're hanging your hat on that, if that's the best you got, folks, good luck.
One of our listeners in Lewistown, PA, sends us a note and says, Democrats are saying the president obstructed justice because he asked if he could fire Mueller and was upset about the whole investigation. How can one obstruct justice on a crime that never happened and was made up from the start? Anyone would be upset about a made-up investigation about them. This opens a can of worms for all presidents in the future to be investigated on made-up crimes because half of Congress doesn't like or agree with the president. What a crock of you-know-what this whole thing has been.
Yeah, I mean, that's a
says
pretty...
Doug of Lewisburg.
Pretty intuitive email, and again, if...
Doug's one of the smartest men in the world. I know that to be true.
It's a very, he hit very that pertinent one. Email.
All right, another listener says, in his opening statement, Robert Mueller stated that he would not answer any questions pertaining to the Steele dossier. However, the Republicans continued to ask him about the subject. Now it is mentioned that Mueller failed to answer over 2,000 questions. He failed to answer 200 questions, and I am sure many of that number were on the dossier.
Well, I don't think so. I think it was whatever he refers to out of his, purview. He said basically it's out of his or somebody else's
realm or his scope.
He kept saying, I thought it said, what was the term he used?
I remember, however he stated it.
But you know, folks, here is what's happening now. The Democrats, the progressives, have tried this. They had nothing to go with in the beginning. It's shown nothing. You know, your statement here is you guys are harvesting. Well, if you're harvesting, you didn't plan anything.
We have no crops.
It was falsely planted.
Or cropless.
And it's going to come out. Just wait till the IG report comes out, and then the investigation by the gentleman up in Connecticut, and then there's also one with out in Utah, and more information is going to come out. We had the CIA. We had the National Security Agency, you know, Clapper and Brennan. You had Comey. And look at the group put together. This isn't embarrassing to Robert Mueller. I mean, this is embarrassing. Not just what he sat there and did or didn't do and people can try to. But even when you have your Chuck Todds and your, legal beagle on CNN saying this is bad. Folks, there's nothing here. And no president
there's
should
no
go
there,
through
there.
This. But, and that's exactly what Stroke, the FBI agent, said. He was going to go on this investigating group, but he says, I don't think there's a there. That was even before the investigation. So how telling is that?
Right.
And again, how long are you folks going to hang your hat on this? No president should go through this.
1-800-795-9565. If our lawmakers are interested in the best interest of the country, one of our listeners says, the best interest of our country is to get Trump out of office. He lied to Mueller in his written questions. Hope Hicks lied to Congress. She's being called back to face her lies about the hush money to the woman Trump had sexual relationship with. She was married to the...
Oh, geez. You got to be kidding me.
While he was married to the First Lady of the United States.
Come on. You got Cohen, who now the feds have thrown Cohen to the side because he can't help him anymore. Cohen didn't help him. The Trump administration and Donald Trump himself has allowed everybody to testify. They're not squeaky clean. No administration's ever been squeaky clean. I don't, you know, maybe even Mr. Rogers wasn't squeaky clean. But here's,
hey.
You know, you got to get into reality at some point here. Where is this?
Where's the
to put an email like that together? You know, where is your information coming from? Now, your interpretation, and that's your opinion, but where is that coming from? I mean, what factual information are you trying to interpret that? Because that didn't happen.
1-800-795-95.
You might have hoped it happened.
Alrighty, one of our listeners. The term he often purview, used was purview. Thank you very much. And that is from the smartest woman in the entire world.
So, you know, he didn't answer questions. And then now, so, you got a caller here saying, well, he was hiding behind what the DOJ asked. That's what Mueller said in his 9.5-minute statement weeks ago, is that, first of all, he thought it was the last time he talked publicly. And then he says, you know, and in accordance to how the DOJ works, is this is what you're going to. Now, if you want Bob Mueller on the side, go get him on the Dan Rather Big Interview on Access TV. Go get Chuck Todd, get him on Meet the Press. You know, go get him and see, you know, what his opinion is. Now, you know, you got the madam of cable TV, Rachel Maddow, is just saying they want to get the group together. They want to get Weissman and his 18 other Democratic liberal lawyers to come and answer questions about it. Well, go ahead and do that then.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Good morning. The Trump administration will begin paying $14 billion to farmers hurt by President Trump's trade war with China by the end of August. It's the second round of the aid the Trump administration will pay out. That's a lot of money taxpayers shouldn't have to pay. Take time to take this clown out of office, says Bob. Does not the $14 billion come from the money we're charging China, though? Okay, so we charge them, and then we give it to farmers.
And Bob, also read the whole article that talks about the weather conditions, which farmers almost yearly around the country get some sort of stipend, subsidies above farm insurance and some things like that. So there's more to that story.
On the topic of Congressman Keller voting no on the budget, one of our listeners says, that's right, Fred Keller, your no vote had better come with a lot of lipstick, because you have to be careful about voting that way. It's only a matter of time before President Trump holds a national news conference where he calls you Carrot Top Keller or Cripple Keller or some other equally classier term to the NASCAR folk. At least you're a white guy. He won't tell you to go back where you came from. Sign not bitter, just right.
Well, I would say I would change that to very bitter and hoping to find out what's right.
All right. One of our listeners says, I know this will sound, this is on the topic of school lunches, says, I know this will sound harsh to some, but it's time for people to think hard before they have children. If you can't afford to take care of yourself, why would you want to bring children into the world? It's getting harder to pay for your own family, let alone others. It's time for individuals to be responsible adults. It is the children who suffer through this in their young lives. And when Ben was talking about the school lunch program and the grant that would run out and then taxpayers would foot the bill, one of our listeners said, well, said Ben, we live in a country where there's no accountability anymore.
Well, I would also say, folks, don't just talk about lunches. You might as well get breakfasts in there, too, because you might as well subsidize breakfast and lunches together.
All right, we'll take a quickie break. We'll come back. We got callers waiting and emailers pending. We'll return momentarily.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Struck with no crime. You have to think through such a partisan filter that talking points from your favored party don't need to make an ounce of sense anymore. Just believe. Simple. Sign the audacity of hope. And one of our listeners says, you may obstruct justice because you're, one, afraid it'll bring out non-criminal information you don't want out, or two, because it'll bring out someone else's crime that you don't want out. Either way, it's still a crime. The attempt to obstruct is illegal.
Non-criminal information.
Dan, you get 3 minutes. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Guy. Hey, great program today.
Thank you.
Why, you know, the president has the same presumption of innocence as every citizen. He's no different. And since they didn't present no crimes at all, he's presumed innocent, and it's not up to Mueller to exonerate. He just presents the facts, and the facts were presented. There's no high crimes, misdemeanor, etc. So the president is innocent, just like we said from the beginning. We saw nothing that he did. So I think it's time for the country to move on and let our president be finally the president, and let's end this resistance movement and all the lies that's been told about our president.
What hasn't he been able to do because of the Russian interference? First of all, he got elected because of Russian interference, but what has hampered him?
Hold on. Hang on. That's an opinion you have. That's not been proven.
Right, this is an opinion show.
This is an opinion. So you think he was elected because of the Russians?
Dan, what has he been hampered at because of this?
He's been hampered on a lot of the programs that he wanted to get started. He hasn't been able to get them moving. He's done a lot, but he hasn't been able to get the health care program through that he wanted, that the resistance movement resisted.
Oh, brother.
Dan, here's what he's, Mark, here's what it is. It's the daily barrage of this legal stuff. It's his people having to go up and testify, or depositions. It's the not able to run your administration. That's what it's been.
Okay.
And the media is complicit in it. You and the media and the discussions of this get to the point where it's there's obstruction.
American citizens getting in the way of their country.
American citizens do what you want, but at some point, like I said, you're fishing or harvesting, and you have nothing, and it's showing nothing. The president's not perfect. There's things that you can look at and say, hey, this should be done or that should have been done, but these are the false. And you know, you folks in the 60s, the people who used to go out and protest and Big Brother and all this stuff, this
Come
is
on,
the
Dan.
Ultimate Big Brother.
Wrap up, Dan.
Yeah,
go right
you
ahead.
You got it right. You got it right. And this, the people in the media, I agree with Trump, and I hate to say this, but they're the enemy of the state. They're the enemy of their country. And
enemy
I don't,
of the people.
They've been, they
well,
haven't
you're a free
been
press,
presenting
but you
facts
just wanted
at all. Yeah, you can have a good reports on the left. They have the right to say their thing, but this is a complete lie. Every night
Oops,
they
we
get
go.
On
Thank you so much.
And lie and twist. The American people are gradually seeing through it.
All right, thank
now,
you so much, Dan.
Left.
Thank you, Dan. I hate
Thanks.
To do this, but I have to fulfill a promise to give Chris less than a minute. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, well, first of all, for Dan, the president isn't like any other citizen, or else he could be indicted. Period, end of comment.
Okay.
Now, Mark, you said that the Chinese paid the tariff money. The Chinese don't pay it, the companies pay it. It either goes out with more expenses for the companies, or they pass it on to the consumers, and so far they have passed it on to the consumers.
All right, noted. Thank you so much.
That's coming from Americans.
I appreciate the clarification. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, the companies have to pay that to bring the goods in.
Well, they get the bill, but who do they give it to, I guess, it would be the follow-up question.
I'd like to say hello to a good legend on radio, Jim Doyle, big listener of the show.
Oh, wow, fabulous. Thank you. Call in sometime, Jim. We'd love to hear from you. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.